to make much more aggressive outreach than might otherwise be the case. Just putting ads in the paper, or I don't think people read papers anymore, but just doing ads is not sufficient. You need to make direct outreach to where people are. For instance, with the NIH efforts to overcome misconceptions about COVID-19, going to barbershops, churches where African Americans tend to congregate are some of the things that have proven to be effective. And then you need to structure things to make it easy for people to come in. Sometimes people aren't going to have transportation. People are trying to work in spite of the pandemic, you know, having hours that will allow people to come in. You know, something that's structured that requires people to get on the internet and respond to multiple questions, et cetera. For many people who are from underrepresented groups, the internet access is not necessarily optimal. So you kind of end up excluding them based upon that. So you just need to be very mindful and think about who is this population that may be difficult to recruit? What do you need to build in that will allow you to make that outreach?
Are there examples in the scientific or medical world of research that maybe was focused on a minority population that opened our eyes to something that was true for everyone?
Thank you for asking that question as well. It is important to recognize that when we talk about health disparities, minority health, health equity research, is not just because it's the right thing to do, it's because it allows you to see the problem more clearly scientifically. A great example of that, one of the hats I wear is as Deputy Director of the National Institute on Aging, and we lead for the federal government research with regards to Alzheimer's disease and Alzheimer's related dementias. And much of the research in the early years was done on very homogeneous populations, generally a high socioeconomic status level, non-Hispanic whites. And we've been able to discover that there are a lot of genes that are associated with the development of Alzheimer's disease. However, as we have broadened the participation and brought in Asian populations and Hispanic populations and African-American populations, we found many more genes that are associated with Alzheimer's disease, giving us the hope that with this broadened group of genes that we can look at, we will find a means of preventing or treating this illness much more rapidly than when we had the more restricted panel that we were looking at. Similarly, my recollection is that with regards to treatment of hypertension, there was a standard way of going about the treatment of hypertension. As experiments were done to look